What's up, guys? Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Puddles. It's your boy Puddle Boy, aka Dry Dick, aka Poop Hands, all the AKAs. Thank you so much for listening. I have incredible news. Puddles will now be on Patreon. Puddles will now be on Patreon. You can get 3 additional episodes. You could get a motivational speech. You could sit on my head. We're having fun over there. There's going to be a lot of content. Go over to my Patreon. It's going to be under Puddles or Andrew Collin. And sign up. Use that $1,200 the government gave you to have some laughs. All right. Thanks so much, guys. Dope Litty Fire. I'm out.
Puddles in the morning. Puddles in the evening. Puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
Welcome to Puddles with Andrew Collin. I'm Andrew Collin, a.k.a. Puddle Boy, a.k.a. Dry Dick, a.k.a. Poop Hands, a.k.a. Garbage Face, a.k.a. Old Gray Balls, a.k.a. 12 Falls, a.k.a. ATC, a.k.a. Thank you so much for listening. We're still coming to you, even though we're all about to die, but this won't stop me from doing my passion, you know? And that's talking with a list to about 38 people. I'm so happy this guest, she's a reoccurring guest now, one of my very good friends, probably top 10. I don't know if it goes both ways, but
it does.
Paige DeSorbo from Summer House and from E.
I'm not like from E, I was on it one time, but yeah, I'm from E.
Yeah, you're from E. I mean, you're practically like a late night host at this point.
I'm practically running the network at this point.
You'd be the only person there.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I have a question.
Okay.
Do you come up with those AKAs on the spot, or are they different every time?
Which answer would impress you more?
Neither. I'm just curious.
No, so they're all names that I've given myself. Usually, you know, someone else comes up with like a cool nickname for you based off like a characteristic. But I just thought, you know what? I have a dry dick. I have a garbage face, you know? That's so me.
You have poop hands.
Not anymore. I've been washing, boy. I might have to take that one out because I really have been like OCD. Can you imagine if you were OCD before this?
No, you're probably going insane. Like I told everyone that you had to wash your hands 8 times and no one listened to me.
Yeah, they're actually
probably feel really validated.
For sure. For sure. It's saying like someone that's always been like, you'll see one day the earth is going to, everyone's going to die. And it's like, I wonder if they're sitting back like, fucking nailed it. Hell yeah. Fucking N1. I mean, how are you feeling? I mean, you're up at your parents' house. You got out of the city. Some people are like, you're not a real New Yorker if you don't stay. And it's like, no, you're a fucking idiot if you don't.
Yeah,
fuck off. I stayed. But so how is it up there?
I was born to quarantine in my parents' house. I should have never left. What was I thinking? Dinner's always ready at 6 and there's always a dessert being brought out at some point during the day.
Homemade?
Yeah. I haven't touched a dish in so long.
Don't act like you touched dishes before this.
Yeah. Well, but like my mom hasn't asked me to do anything.
I mean, well, you're a star now. You run E. I mean, you're on Bravo. You're a Bravo celebrity, dude.
I was like, Mom, do you think that Paris Hilton comes home in vacuums? I don't think so. Today she walked in on me. I was literally getting into the shower and I was waiting for my shower to heat up. So like naturally I was practicing my TikTok dances.
Oh my God. Butt naked?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And she walked in and she was like, just like looked at me and she was like, you've lost it, right? This is you losing it. And I was like, I'm just practicing my TikTok. And like, I was like, get out of here.
I've never been more myself. I mean, this TikTok is really
crazy.
I go back and forth. Like, you know, I'm not getting any younger. I don't have kids to like dance with to like give me like a reason, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just an older man dancing alone to TikTok, which I tend to question. But like, I feel like, do you think when this is all over, like TikTok will end like Vine, or do you think it will keep going?
I think TikTok will keep going. I think now we're like, okay, remember when Facebook first came out and then all of a sudden we all transitioned to Instagram and we're like, ew, like just our moms are on Facebook. I feel like that's going to happen to Instagram. They're going to be like, ew, like old people are on Instagram.
I know, but it's just so sad because like at least Instagram, there's still like, there's like video and like people talk. Now TikTok, everything is already done for you. Like you're just copying. Everyone's doing the Macarena. So it's like, there's no originality anymore, except for like one little like, oh, I moved like this and she moved like that.
But like the TikTokers don't know that that was the original, like we started that dance.
Yeah, there was the Running Man. There was Macarena. There was, I don't know. That's pretty much it. But the twist and shout, the shuffle, the jazz hands. I mean, jazz hands was the first TikTok, like this guy. You know, my grandma would be great on TikTok. You know what I thought about? Like, if my, have you done a TikTok with your family?
My family would never, never.
Because they're too busy cleaning up for you and cooking for
you. They'd be like, get out of our faces. I've been like wanting to do like one with my dad, like a Kim Kardashian voiceover. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no. No.
Why don't you just do one with them in the background judging you?
I think I'm gonna. I think the next time my mom makes me breakfast, which will be tomorrow morning, I'm gonna do the one from Step Brothers. Like, I like a lot of fresh fruit around and
just giving them Yeah, but see that again, we're just lip syncing now. We're not, I don't know, art's dead, I think. And then I also thought though, like my parents were divorced. If TikTok was around when I was a kid, mm-hmm. they would still be together because we would have done the savage dance as a family. And we would be like, that's oh my God, fun. It's like dad cheated on mom, but what a dance, you know?
What a moment we're having.
Don't you love like thinking like if they actually got divorced, it's like, look, mom's going to come over with her boyfriend, Jeff, and we're going to do one dance. You don't have to talk to mom. I just want him to like, it gets more likes on TikTok, you guys being together.
Sometimes I saw a TikTok the other night and this girl posted her parents screaming at each other and they had like just gotten divorced, but they couldn't leave the house because they had to quarantine. So it was just them screaming and she put it on TikTok and it had millions of views.
Is that real?
I don't know.
I mean, brilliant. That's the first TikTok I think I've enjoyed. That's a great TikTok. I can't wait for someone to TikTok their grandpa dying, you know? It's like, look at grandpa. Ugh, got him. 20 million. Nailed it. It's like, you're not going to call 911. I'm using my phone. Dude, that's so insane. My parents pretended to not be divorced during my bar mitzvah. Like,
to other people or to you?
Yeah, to other people. But we all knew that they were like separated. And they were singing I Got You, Babe, like as like a karaoke song. And I was like, like it fucked with my brain like when I was 13. Yeah, you're like,
what's happening?
Are your parents like, you guys seem to have, do they fight or are they just like too, like are they the quiet fighters?
Oh no, I mean they definitely like yell sometimes, but their biggest comeback to each other, and they both do it, is so lame. They're like, no you are. No you are.
You gotta get that on TikTok, dude. Like what? Are you like, can you guys like spice it up a little bit? Like, our fucking, you guys are, you hand your mom a pan.
I might just create drama because the only time else I'm stuck in a house is when I'm being filmed. So I might just like pretend to be a producer and go up to my mom and be like, I heard that dad was saying this about you and you should probably go talk to him about it.
I heard he was getting drunk and trying to sell cases of Loverboy instead of texting you back. Speaking of Summer House, it's like the last television ever to be put on TV. Isn't that kind of wild? Because TV's not getting made right now.
Like, I know. It's kind of crazy. I feel like people are really only watching our show because there's nothing else on.
I wasn't going to say it, but I was. Dude, that's like...
They're like, the ratings are up so much. I'm like, yeah, because everyone's home. What the fuck? It would. I mean, if they went down, I would also understand.
Well, they'll go... Yeah. Well, if the virus gets worse, they'll go down. But I think you're good for now. Yeah, you're like the only show with like new content.
Yeah. I mean, like Bravo. Yeah. And like Bravo has like Housewives that's coming out with new content. But yeah, nothing's being filmed right now. And I'm sure it won't be like things won't be filmed for a while.
That's nuts. This will be like the end of society. Like the aliens will come and they're going to be like, what was the last show ever? And then they're going to watch like Carl yelling like some racist remarks and they'll be like, oh, this makes sense. This I could see why the world ended.
They're like, no, these people are too fucked up. We thought we could handle humans and we can't.
You know what I love about Summer House is because like Real World was like the first Real World was like 20 people living in a studio apartment all the time. They can't go anywhere. And then you guys just go to a mansion on the weekends if you want to.
And we're like, oh my God, we're so stressed. I'm so stressed from the work week. I call Hannah at like 3 p.m. She's like, I just woke up. What's up?
Dude, I did that too. Today I slept till 2:30. But I go to bed at like 4 a.m. It's just my new normal.
My sleep schedule is so off.
You got to just accept it. Like at first I was like fighting it, trying to go to bed at like 11 and be like, but now I'm just like up at 4 and I like have my light still on and be like, no, I'm an owl.
They say really smart people stay up really late.
I love those kind of things because it's like so do like fucking absolute morons. Like,
so do serial killers. That's when they do all of their killing.
But they're brilliant. And Bundy. How annoying is that? That like it is weird. Like that we'll all be like Ted Bundy. Like there'll be so many like things on Netflix about him and that movie and whatever. But then like. And we'll like glorify the shit out of them. But then if one guy like maybe shows his dick kind of, we're like, we're not watching anything he'll ever do in his life, you know? But he did worse than that. But yeah.
Yeah. Like Summer House.
Yeah. Summer House. I'm sure someone shows their cock every once in a while. I mean, how do you feel when the show's on like TV versus when it's not? Like, what's your anxiety like? And like
when it's airing versus when it's
yeah.
airing. Well, this has been my first experience with like some real Twitter hate. And I, for the first time in my life, has been called racist. And I got called racist so many times that I was like, am I racist?
You do have a racist face, you know. There's something about you.
And I got my first death threat, which was actually toward my parents. Somebody messaged me and said that they knew my parents' full names and said that they were going to come to my house and kill my parents. And I like went and told my brother, who is also home right now. And he said, how quick can they get here? So that's the kind of household we're in.
It's like, are they going to use Google Maps or are they going to use, what's the one that's like better, that's like faster? It would have been a better joke if I remembered.
But so we all had a good laugh about that. My mom was like, oh, that's really funny. That's so funny. But it was. Like,
yeah, if you make a left on Wilbury, you've gone too far.
I should have messaged them back.
You should have been like, I'll leave the keys under the mat. And my parents' room is the third room upstairs on the left. I'll buy, do you need a gun? You need a gun? I know a guy. Oh, God. I mean, that's scary, though. It is scary.
It's so scary. It's so crazy. It's also like, we film for 72 hours and it's cut into an hour. And so people think like they know everything about our lives. My anxiety is definitely way higher when it's airing, but I have a lot of anxiety after we're done filming, like how it's going to look. And then I have anxiety while we're filming. I'm just a ball of fucking stress.
Why are you so stressed? You seem so, you don't show it usually.
Yeah. I get stressed.
You internalize it or what do you do with it? Or like, how do you deal with it?
I actually internalized it so bad the other day that I threw up after it aired. My mom was like, are you good? And I was like, I don't know. I just had to like get it out. And I think I was just so anxious from it because it's a lot.
Did someone call you a fat racist?
Oh, I would have offed myself.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I cut you off though. So you internalize it, you throw up.
It's just a lot of. Oh, wait.
I can't hear you anymore. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
I can hear you.
I can't hear you anymore. What mic are you using?
The
built-in microphone?
Yeah. Just my computer mic.
Oh, maybe my AirPods died. Let me see. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really funny, actually. They should keep that in of you still talking.
At least you're rich enough to have AirPods.
I know. My mom bought them for me. My mom just bought me 4 pizzas from Luminati's or whatever. It's like a place out of Chicago, deep dish.
Oh, I heard that was really good. What, they sent it to you frozen?
Yeah.
Have you eaten it yet?
No, I just got it. And I'm going to get so fucking fat from it. And I'm I don't know if I want to do it or not.
Has your routine gotten significantly worse since you haven't been able to leave the house?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a routine. I've never was a routine guy. Ever. My routine is I'll wake up at 10.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat yogurt, like Phage or something, or Chobani.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a banana. And then I'll go right back to sleep till about 1. And then I'll kind of wake up. I'll watch a show on Netflix. I'll write like an Instagram post, or I'll get an idea for an Instagram post. I'll post it. Then I'll probably masturbate around 5. And then, what's that?
Yeah. Interesting, an early evening.
I'm all over the map. I mean, I'm not saying this is my routine. It's not every time. And then I'll finish. And then I'll get dinner. I'll make some kind of frozen dinner. Oh, in between that, I'll have lunch. I don't know, another frozen. I'm eating a lot of, I forgot what a microwave was until this quarantine. Like, I've been using the microwave so much.
What frozen dinners?
So there's this company called Freshly.
Yeah.
And they make it's better than I could cook. You know what I mean? Like, it's like healthy and shit.
Wow. And then, at least you're eating healthy.
Well, yeah, until you get into those pizzas. But the 6 meals, you get 6 meals a week for $8.99 a meal. So $44 for 6 meals.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, you're eating like a king. Oh, we were talking about you dealing with your depression, though, and anxiety.
You
grew up. And then, what happened?
I just get nervous sometimes about the show and that it will pigeonhole me, that I'll never be able to expand from the show. That's my biggest fear.
I see.
Like, if I want to create a fashion line, I feel like people will be like, why would I buy this psychopath's clothes? Like, all she does is cry on Summer House.
I mean, that could be your brand.
Right.
You could come. You should get a dress. It could
be called Cry Baby.
Bro, that's not a bad idea. I
think there's already a brand called that.
Or call it Pouty Bitch. And it already comes with tears on the dress. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Mascara running down. I'm like, it's art. You don't get it.
It just comes with a little button that screams like, fuck him. He couldn't fuck good anyway.
Oh my God. Yeah, so.
What, here's the thing though. It's like you could choose not to go on Twitter.
Totally.
You can choose these things. Like the death threat, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know how he sent it in a DM or whatever, but like, there's something too, and I do this too, because, you know, I do stand up and like I get negative comments sometimes, and they always hurt way more than you could have 100 positives and one negative, and that negative will keep you up at night and will really eat you up. But there's something,
especially if it's something you already thought about yourself.
Yeah.
And then someone says it and you're like, fuck.
Yeah,
I thought that.
I thought I was hiding that.
Yeah.
I thought I was hiding that racism, but
I'm not racist. She's from Chicago.
I don't even know what you're referring to. Oh, is it the same reason why Hannah got called racist?
Yeah, they thought that we were racist toward Jules.
But what nationality is Jules? Oh, she's from,
she's Middle Eastern, but so is my boyfriend.
Okay. Well, that balances out. One for one. Yeah, you could hate one. I mean, you could also hate someone just because of who they are. Isn't that so annoying? It's like, no, I hate her for her personality and for her lying and deceit. I mean, Middle Eastern doesn't help. No, but you know what I mean? It's like I'm not bringing race into it. You know, it's like a handicapped person can be an asshole.
Right.
I'm not saying Middle Eastern's a handicap, but I don't know if that analogy works. But anyways, so, but like, I do feel like then, like, reading the Twitter and getting that, like, it kind of still makes you feel like you're getting famous because you're still getting attention.
Yeah, it's also like you can't not read what someone says about you because that's just like getting free gossip. You're like, bitch, what do you think? Like, and I love gossip.
Even if it's about you.
Yeah, I want to hear.
I know, but then it can fuck your whole day up then. Like, why are you reading it? Just because you love gossip? I mean, don't you think that...
It's so hard to not look at it, especially when the show is on. I actually don't look at it really during the week, but I look at it like Wednesday night when we're airing.
Also, why would you wait?
What the general public consensus is on what goes down, like if they agree with me or if they agree with someone else. Like, I just like to know.
But like you said, you film for 72 hours. They don't fucking know anything, but yet you're looking for them to prove your how you acted, which, yeah, I don't know. It's hard.
I have nothing together. I don't know. I'm just fucking winging it out here.
I think if you were going to start a fashion line, you would do it sooner than later, though. Why would you wait until after? Also, you could look at it positively, like this gave you an insane jump start, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine like trying to sell clothes when you had 800 followers and you know what I mean? I don't know.
Right.
It's a positive.
I'm definitely going to try it soon.
Yeah. I would. What are you thinking? Or do you not want to announce what you're thinking?
No, I mean, all just in my head. Nothing's like real whatsoever, but I would just like to have a fashion line someday. Obviously, like I'm not doing anything tomorrow and we're like, the world is ending. So I'm not going to like tell people to buy clothes.
It would be so
funny. Your grandma's in the hospital. If you need a dress for her funeral, I got you.
And put it on TikTok and tag me.
Let's swipe up, subscribe, like, thanks.
Howdy, bye. Bitch. And then it's Pouty Bitch. And then it's just you and like big glasses just being like dancing on her dead body. It'll be cool. What? I mean, yeah, I don't know, dude. It's it'd be so funny because like your whole thing too is like affordable clothes,
mm-hmm.
not with like an extremely expensive line.
Daring. Imagine, oh my god, like $300 t-shirts.
It's funny because you are getting to a point of celebrity, and probably by the end of next season, where like the people that you mimic. You are that person. Do you ever see yourself as the person you mimic? Because in a way, it kind of makes me think that you think you're below that person. In a way, you know what I mean? Like, okay.
Well, I'm definitely not like a Kendall Jenner or like an Emily Ratajkowski. Like, there's no situation that they know who I am on Summer House. Except Chrissy Teigen does know who we are.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, eventually I'll probably drift away from like recreating celebrity looks, but right now I don't see myself as a celebrity. So I've actually never really thought about it like that.
Oh, well, I hope I didn't like ruin your life.
Maybe you did, but whatever.
I'm trying to do this. So I forgot that you could do the split screen. How do you do? Oh, gallery view. I'm sorry. I'm just like really little in your corner. It's like, why was that? How am I on? Are you little in your corner? Or am I big on you?
I have a split screen on because I'm an adult.
I should have done that before. Anyhow, so yeah, so now Summer House is on. You have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Does part of you feel like you miss out on being even more part of the story or recognized more if you were like, you know, fucking Carl in the kitchen or whatever, or like...
Totally. I'm definitely not in as much storyline. Well, my romance storyline isn't there. But also, I am a kind of a private person, other than the fact that I put my whole life on a reality show. But I'm kind of a private person when it comes to like relationships and romance and stuff. So even if I was single, I wouldn't be the girl who's like having sex in the house. So I feel like it almost kind of saves the image that I want to portray.
Yeah.
I have a boyfriend.
Although you could probably sell like a slutty dress if you were blowing a guy in the pool, you know?
Right. Totally. But like, it's like a little off brand for me. And it's also like, I'm not trying to sell my soul to be famous and like fuck on camera.
I hear you.
You know?
Just to the side of it. Just, if this is the camera, it's just... Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Fucking
yeah. So I liked that. Like, and if I wasn't on camera as much as the other people, I was okay with it because.
Well, I think you come off as like, in the show at least, as like the cool best friend that always has her girl's back at the end of the day. And a lot of people could relate to that girl.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't come across either as like, the friend that can't get laid and is always like the third wheel either.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's I think I would be, you know, a little bit worried that I wouldn't be part of the storyline as much.
Yeah. But it's definitely like getting I'm very much a part of like house storyline. And like, if we're fighting in the house, my personal story of like my relationship just isn't that exposed.
Yeah.
But also like everyone we live with is like a goddamn psychopath.
I know. How does that make you it's like, do you ever like just want to go, why you're ever there? You're probably like, why am I doing like, and why are these people like yelling? Like there's everyone's acting like, you know, I know that it's like whatever real, but you got to have those moments of just like, what the fuck am I doing?
Sometimes I've had moments where I'm just like, is this, did I want to be a reality TV star? Is this what I really wanted? And then there's like moments where I'm like, wait, this is like so fun and I love doing this. But also when I filmed this past summer, I had just been dating my boyfriend for 3 months. So there was nothing to really talk about and expose. I was in like a blissful time in my relationship. Like, what were we possibly fighting about? So people thought that I was like lying, like, oh, she thinks her relationship is so perfect. I'm like, well, if you're fighting in the first 3 months, then like you're a fucking idiot. You probably shouldn't date that person. So I was like, there's nothing really to show. And also I'm not going to ask my new boyfriend like, hey, why don't you come on a reality TV show? And like, you like possibly fuck up your whole career, but like this will be fun.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of respect the fact that he has his own thing and he's not trying, you know, you wouldn't want to date a guy that's like, yo, let me just come in and we'll fuck like in the living room and I could like get my follower and, count up.
Right before I started dating Perry, I was talking to this like random guy and it was like a quick like 3 weeks maybe, and one of like the first questions he asked me was, oh, so like, would I like be on the show? And I was so turned off. It was like the first time anyone ever said that to me. And I was just like, not now. Like,
yeah. No.
So I wouldn't want someone who would like really want to be on it either.
He's like, look, I want to keep dating you. I really like you. I think you're cool as shit. When does filming start?
Yeah. Do I call Bravo or did they call me? What's like the whistle?
So what's your agent like? And they, like, do you think he, like, we would match well? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't want that at all.
Because I'm like a funny guy who's like kind of wild. Like, I'll drink like a shot of like Fireball and then fart fucking fire out of my ass. Is that?
And I'm thinking about like starting this headphone line. And if like we could really push my headphones, like that, like shut up.
You know, like Beats by Dre? It's like that, but like there's no headphones. But it's all in your head. But then we sell it for $99.99. What do you think, bro?
Oh, God.
Are you investing? I mean, you seem like out of like, a lot of girls are really letting themselves go in this, and guys too, obviously. But like girls, like guys don't necessarily have to shave their legs. We don't have to shave our armpits. We don't have to put fake eyelashes on. We don't have to wear makeup. We don't have to put on extensions. We don't have to put on fake nails. We don't have to put on heels. We don't have to... use a machine to make our asses bigger. That's what you do.
Yeah, missed my appointment for that.
That's the only thing you're upset about. Like, so like, point being is like, do you still do these things? Are you kind of just like letting it all, you know?
So I'm actually not as high maintenance as people would assume. Basically, I've kept my same schedule. Like, I don't wear fake nails. I paint, like, my own nails. I mean, I'll go get my nails done, but I just use regular nail polish so I can, like, do it at home. I do shave my legs. I still have continued to do that because I don't the feeling in my bed.
You don't like the what?
The feeling of, like, unshaven legs on my sheets.
Because you can hear it go.
Yeah, so I don't like that. I love athleisure wear. I'm so here for it. I like not having to wear heels. So I really haven't changed much. Like, I'm still, I don't wear hair extensions. I don't like, I get my eyelashes done, but I like haven't, in I didn't like 2 months before we even started this. So I'm just chilling.
Yeah. I guess there's like a, depending on the girl and depending on the guy, like certain guys, like if they don't wear a suit and they're just like, they look disgusting, you know? Yeah.
But there's like, definitely like a batch of girls out there that like, once they get back into the wild, they have to make a lot of appointments before they show themselves.
I know. That's got to be so frustrating to have that big of like you could go from a 5 to a 10 if you just put in $1,000 into yourself. It's so weird how women can do that. It's like, who are you?
I do miss getting spray tans though.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I really am addicted to.
So let's say this last, I feel like you being at your parents, like definitely helps your sanity. Like when this gets done, do you think everyone's going to run to the tanning salon? You think we're going to run to Gucci? You think people are going to like miss these superficial things so much that we have to get them back so we aren't afraid of our mortality anymore?
I think people are going to just run to like the bar.
Yeah.
Like, I think the day we can go out, people are just going to go nuts. But I want to let the first wave of people go out and let them
test the waters.
And like wait and see. And then I'll come out in the second wave when I know it's all clear.
It's so true. It's like, is it cool? Is it cool? Oh, they're dying? All right. I'll stay.
But like, how weird is it to think that? Are we ever going to go back? Because I am not a germaphobe whatsoever. If anything, I'm kind of the opposite. Like, if you're drinking a drink and I want to taste it, I have no problem, like, drinking someone's drink or, like, them drinking mine. I've never really been like that. I feel like now, just, like, general interaction is going to be different. Like, are we ever going to, like, shake hands again?
Well, that Dr. Fossey guy or whatever, he said that you can't, that we should never shake hands again.
That's crazy.
I joke that we're all just have to go down on each other right when we see each other.
They're acting like dogs and like sniff each other's butts.
It's cool. I'm not shaking her hand. Yeah, it's such a fucking weird, like, it's weird.
And like, will restaurants always have like a capacity where it's like you have 50 people, so you have to be a certain amount of feet away from each other?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I guess maybe we'd have to do all like big booths. you know?
And, like, think about clubs and how gross they are, and everyone's always, like, sweating around you.
Dude, it's everything. You see it so much now, too. You watch, like, sports, and, like, people score a goal, and they're all, like, blowing each other, and you're like, yeah, this will never happen. Like, they're going to celebrate by just going, you stay on that side over there, bro. Good job. Hey, can't hear me?
LeBron James said he's will never high five anyone ever again.
Yeah, but he's gonna have to play defense. Like, this is the weird thing. Like, it's not we're gonna try not to touch each other's hands, but we're gonna, like, I don't know. It's like when you we're gonna fuck. That's what we're gonna do. Like, are people gonna fuck less? Everyone's saying they're gonna fuck more. So I don't know.
I don't know. We have to wait and see.
I was joking that people will wear gloves when they fuck and no condom.
I saw a thing that it was like after the Spanish flu happened, then it was like the roaring 20s. They were also in a depression, so that's great to look forward to. And then there was like another...
After, in like 1929, you mean? Like the depression happened after the roaring 20s.
Yeah. And then like there was another flu or pandemic or something, and then like the 60s happened and people were like fucking wild then. So I feel like people are just going to be insane for the next 5 to 10 years.
I think for a month, people are going to be like, oh, like you were saying, like the first wave.
Yeah.
Like, I think people are still going to have like PTSD, but we all forget. It's like when you're hungover and you just forget. You forget right. How shitty you felt.
Right.
And I don't know. Like, I thought about it. I wrote this thing today on Instagram where it's like, I'll go to a coffee shop and I'll just be so annoyed with like the person with their computer plugged in with 100% and not letting me plug my phone in, the person talking about a startup, the person ordering you know, a cold brew with oat milk with 4 pumps of I'm a dickhead, you know? And that's kind of what I miss, you know? But then also it's like, do I miss people or do I miss going to these places? Like, what, like, I don't know. How many times are we done with work and we all want to just get home as quick as possible? But now we can't go to work and we're like, oh my fucking God. I don't know. It's just weird to think, like, is it only because we can't? Is that why we're going?
Yeah, like, I'm very antisocial in general. Like, the quarantine is my natural life.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's the fact that someone's telling me I have to do this is why I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah. I mean,
I do miss like going out to dinner and like having drinks and like seeing my friends and then like going home.
Yeah, at like 10.
Yeah.
But that's the thing with Summer House. It's like you have to keep partying, kind of. Like, that's what they want, you know? And it's like, I'm not 21 and, you know, in college anymore. I'm not going to do shots and like.
And I'm one of the youngest and I can't go at the rate that the other people go at.
Yeah.
It's not, I feel like I did it so much from like age 19 to 25. Like, I went out enough for like 3 people that now I'm just tired.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just tired.
And there's nothing like worse than the guy that like, or the girl that just tries to keep the partying going and like getting value out of that.
Yeah, like there was a time where I would be like, I'll never stop loving clubs. I fucking love clubs. Like, I love getting on this booth and I love dancing and this is amazing. And now if you ask me to go to a club and it's not someone's birthday, you better lose my fucking number. Like, I can't.
Do you remember the one time you were at a club? It's probably like, and you're just sitting around and you're like, this is the douchiest thing.
Yes.
You remember that moment? Because I kind of do. You know, like we used to do that. We'd get bottle service. And like when I was
making. I remember exactly. It was like almost like a year ago, like to the month. I remember being at a club and my friend, I was by myself because like one of my friends was like, I'm going home. And I sat there and I was like, what am I doing?
Wait, you were alone in the club?
I know. I was like with like a bunch of people.
Oh, okay.
My best girlfriend was like, okay, I'm going home. I'm going to sleep. And she left. And then I was there for like 30 minutes after. And I was just like, this is horrible. Who are these people?
This is the thing with fucking clubs. It's all like with the bottle service, it's rich guys. And then there's literally fucking like agents for these girls. They like get them to come. They're all 19. They hate the old guy that's buying the bottle. They all hate him. They're just using him for liquor to fuck the hot guy with a 12 pack that's dancing. You know what I mean?
Like the waiter.
Yeah.
They're just like the security guard. It's all just for people to show off. And I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah, I remember I would like stand in line sometimes. Like, who the fuck stands in a line to go and get coronavirus? You know what I mean? It's right. Like,
clubs are going to be so different now too, I feel like.
Yeah, no one's going to be grinding anymore. The days of grinding are done, dude.
Over. Over.
The history books is just going to be like this guy grinding with two drunk people in a fucking in one of those the bubbles that come out and shit. Yeah. Is anyone ever going to go to Cancun again or do Acapulco?
I know. Is anyone going to travel this summer?
I don't know.
Or it could be the total opposite. Like everyone stays in New York and everyone's in the Hamptons and it's just a fucking cesspool. People just freak out. They don't give a shit. Like it could also be that.
Yeah, but then like a new STD will form and then that will kill. Like general warts will like choke you to death or something. Like, I don't know. Something's going to, like, some new disease will come from this.
And imagine if it comes back in the fall.
It'd be insane. I don't know. I don't know if people are going to be coming back to New York City.
Forever?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I think people can start to realize also, like, we could do a lot of shit through, like, this, like, through Zoom. Yeah. I'm getting better guests than I've ever gotten. Like, I don't really, like, need the person there. You know, right. You know, I think we're starting to realize like we can do things and not need to be.
Like, I feel like they could also do stand up comedy through like Zoom.
Yeah, I know. But
you just can't hear the people laughing.
The only thing that you could do, you could like you could be the audience and I could be stand up. That's sad.
That's sad.
Dude, I was like on tour. Like, I was like on
I know. How sad was that for you?
It's like sinking in more now. Like,
but is it rescheduled?
It is, but you know, for like October or something. Or maybe there's some in June, but I don't think we're out of this by then.
I know. Do you think that we're going to have to quarantine for the month of May?
Yeah. I think we should.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it'll be done. Like, people think that they're getting out, like, April. What's the last day in April?
30th, I guess. Yeah.
No.
I mean,
I don't know either.
Do you miss your boyfriend? Or does he come up there? What's happening?
Actually, people have been DMing me. Oh, my God, so annoying. Why aren't you quarantining with your boyfriend? And I'm like, because I'm not an orphan. And I can't sit in a one-bedroom apartment. And Perry was doing all the sauce stuff and like delivering and going to hospitals and stuff. And I was just like, I'm going to go home and like be with my family. Cause I had had the flu in the beginning of the month and I was nervous that like my immune system was down. And if he was going into like hospitals and stuff and then coming home and all this stuff. So I was like, I'm going to go hang out with my family. And now he has a house with two of our friends in the Hamptons for the month. So I'm probably going to go there like later this month.
Gotcha.
But honestly, I feel like there's probably so many divorces and so many breakups and
yeah, because of,
but you can't spend this much time with people.
What about when you get married?
Yeah, but you're not with them 24/7.
That's true.
You know, like I can't, like Perry's with three of our friends right now and I was just like, but for 3 weeks, like I know I can spend it with my family because I can tell them to like shut the fuck up. I can't like tell my friends like, hey, why don't you shut your fucking mouth? Like I'm done listening to you.
Has any exes reached out? I guess because you're in a relationship, they won't.
No.
My ex reached out.
The one that was married?
No. Who was married?
The one that married a doctor.
Huh?
The one from college that married
a doctor. Oh, yeah. You remember her? Yeah. No, she would never reach out. If you're out there listening, Krista, it's not over. It's never over. Seriously, I'll take care of the kids. You have money. I'll move in with you. Okay. No, so my ex, like my most recent ex, reached out and we haven't been talking like at all. And this is like my thing is like, she wrote, "I miss you" one time, like drunk, probably, maybe not. And then if you put that on me, then it's like not because you just want to keep a friendship, you know?
Right. That's
the last thing you texted. And so then she texted again. She's like, "Oh, this came up on my Instagram." And I was just like, how did that just come up? That's like an old post from like a year ago. And like, I don't care if you're like making stuff up. Maybe it did just come up on your Explore page. But I think you're just thinking of a reason to like reach out.
Yeah.
And so I didn't write back because my problem is, and like, I know that's more like kind of a dick thing to do, but then it's also like, once you write back, then
you've opened the floodgates.
So what do you do?
Like, if you really like that person and want to get back together, you write back. But if you have zero interest and that you, like, when you see their name on your phone and you're like, ugh, then you don't write back. It has to be whatever your initial reaction is. If you see the name and you're like, oh, or if you see it and you're like, what the fuck?
I mean, I guess you could write back without the intention of hooking up again or like dating again, where it's just like, hey, thanks for reaching out during this. I hope you're good too. But then I think the next text is, so how are you getting through the quarantine? And then it's like, and why are
when you text?
Huh?
When did she text you?
Last night.
Oh, and you still you haven't responded.
So I didn't write back on Instagram, but then you could see seen on Instagram, which is the fucking devil.
Yeah.
And so then she texted me. She goes, hey, by the way, I just want to let you know that I didn't, that did just come up. And like she reiterated why, which makes me feel like it's even more of a lie. But I'm sure she might hear this and be like, I can't believe you fucking. And it's like, well, this is why we broke up to begin with. But and then she's like, I hope you and my mom, you know, is sick. She has emphysema. So if she got this, it would be like the
horrible.
Worst. Yeah. Yeah. Be a good TikTok, but it'd be terrible.
Don't even.
So yeah. So then like so she's like, I hope you and your mom are all right. And then I'm like, that is like such hard text not to write back to.
Right. Oh, wow. She's good. She is good. I'll give her that. That is, you got to write back to the, because what do you say? Then it's like you're dissing your own mom. And you're like, how did I even get in this fucking situation?
It's so true, dude. It's so true. If you want to reach out to an ex, just be like, hey, I hope you and your sick grandpa are okay. Because if you don't write back, you want your grandpa dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. It's a good move. And I don't know.
I mean,
are we psychopaths that we are like looking into it?
No. We're smart because we stay up late.
What do you do in the middle of the night though? Isn't it a weird time in the middle of the night? Sometimes I'm never more relaxed. And then other times your boy is freaking out. So what are you doing at 2:30 in the morning when you can't sleep? Are you trying to get to bed or what are you watching? What have you been watching these days?
Okay, this is so weird and my family has been making fun of me for so long about it. I randomly, right before the quarantine started happening, Perry and I started watching Lost on Hulu because I'd never seen it. And I'm on season 5 and now it's too much. It's getting stupid, but I need to know what's happening. So I've been watching like 14 hours of Lost every day. So in the middle of the night, I'm usually making either mac and cheese or I'm eating cereal.
Yeah.
Both.
Dude, those are two such, what's your cereal of choice?
It's all different, but recently I've been really into French Toast Crunch, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Captain Crunch with Fruity Pebbles inside of them.
If you don't have crunch, motherfucker, you ain't
get out of my face.
I love it because mac and cheese is like the anti-crunch. That's just sliding down.
And I've been using, which I've like forgot about, and I don't know how the fuck I forgot about it, Easy Mac.
Yeah, Kraft double cheese though. Are you doing double cheese?
Just whatever.
Okay. Yeah, it's the best, dude. You throw a little milk in there.
so good. And you're like, and then you pour it in the bowl and you're like, this is so much, I'm never gonna finish it. And then you finish it and you're like, okay.
That's the thing with that mac and cheese, is it goes down, like you could eat nine, like there's not enough in that little fucking box.
Right.
Or the little bag at all. And then you're so hungry, then you eat a bowl of cereal and then you're like, well, let me, you know what, it's pretty easy to put the mac in the microwave. Let me just do one more mac. And yep. Then, yeah. My problem is with cereal is I'll eat the whole box. Like, the box is gone.
That wow. Night.
Yeah. I get
what's it. What's your favorite cereal?
I'm a big Cinnamon Toast Crunch head.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's so good, dude. I don't feel good after. Maybe I eat too much, but I really don't.
I love sweets, so I'm, like, addicted to sugar.
I know. For so long, I avoided dessert, and now I'm like, I don't know. I've been eating Oreos a lot, double stuff. The golden kind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I haven't had those in a minute.
Yeah. How do you eat Oreos?
Just normally with my mouth.
No, I know, but do you break them or do you just...
No, I eat them like a regular cookie.
You never open them up and get the frosting?
Like, lick the frosting first?
Yeah.
No, because then, like, what's the point of the cookie part?
Interesting. How do you eat string cheese? Oh, my God. No, you don't, dude. No, you don't.
I bite it. Okay, so I used to be one of those people that are like, you're a serial killer if you don't peel the string cheese. It's so crazy. And then one day I was in a hurry. I remember this. And I just put it in my mouth and was like doing something. And then I bit and I was like, I think I like that. And then from then on out, I bite my
string. Oh, that's, you know what though? We're all going to be that because we can't peel it with our dirty hands anymore. We're going to have to unravel.
And also my dad just purchased like a mini fridge and we put it in my brother's room. So now I don't have to go all the way down to the kitchen. I can just walk down the hall, grab a string cheese, go back to my bed. And my brother's always awake too, like all night.
It's always interesting that the fridge is always a mini fridge when it's awake. Like, why does a big fridge need to have little baby fridges? Like, why couldn't it just be another big fridge?
The amount of refrigerators in my household is insanity.
How many fridges? Yeah.
Okay, so we have one in the kitchen, one in the garage. Then we have a mini fridge that's going to be put outside, but right now it's in the house. Then we have one in, like, we have an apartment over our garage. There's one in there.
So you have an apartment over your garage. Oh, that's like my brother. So it's a big ass house. So you have your own space.
And then my room's on like the opposite side of where the apartment is.
What room are you in right now?
My bedroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a big ass room. Is this your childhood room?
This is my room from when I was like 16. We moved here.
Does it feel weird to be back in that bed?
No, I don't think so because it wasn't like my childhood bed.
Yeah, but it is your, I started to explore boys bed.
Yeah. Now I just looked at it differently. Like, I had to apologize to it. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for Rick, who played football senior year. I've been watching that show All American, and it's like, it's on Netflix. It's a CW show. It's like the OC meets Friday Night Lights.
Oh, is it good?
It's the worst show ever.
Okay.
Watched 35 of them. It's like my Lost, and I'm out of them now, so I don't know.
Wow.
I'm like out of everything, dude.
Did you watch Tiger King?
Yeah. I mean, hence the Fu Manchu, which now
is like,
I liked it. I really did. Like, I was obsessed with it. Like, I literally watched it all the first day it came out. And then I've quickly learned to hate all of them. Like, I really do. Like, I hate every one of them.
Yeah.
Except for the girl that got her arm bit off.
Right? She was the best one. The guy with the long hair that, like, worked for him and was like, I don't want to, like, go to court.
Yeah, I love that guy. He was so real. Isn't something like, there's something about, like, Joe Exotic, I feel like, could be an L.A. producer or, like, a New York finance guy. Like, just doesn't feel, like, genuine. But then when you see like a real genuine person on camera, like the guy with no legs, or that guy just like, I don't want to go to court. Like everything's just so simple and real. And I think that's why we love like reality shows. And then Summer House is the complete opposite of that.
Sure, fucking us. All of our made up fucking problems.
Has there ever been like something that like you really feel like deserved the drama it did? Or like, do you ever stop and go, we can't be dramatic over this? Like, we can't be this fake. Like, has anyone ever like
there's certain times where I'm just like, I don't really care.
Yeah. Story of my life.
And like, I just, whatever. But it's also like, there's lights and cameras on you, and it's like, bitch, you care.
Dude, I was writing for
it. No one would watch it.
I know. If it was just and like, whatever.
It's like a mind fuck. Like, you get hyped up, and you're like, actually, fuck that bitch. Like, I will go in on her. But in like, my normal everyday life, I never fight with my friends.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird situation. They're like, what would I say if I could say it, or if I was pushed to say it? It's kind of like, you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm. You ever watch that show? Yeah. He like, the whole point of the show is like, he says the things that he's thinking.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of times we'll hold back because we don't want it to be awkward. But then you have the scapegoat of being like, well, I'm on this I wouldn't yell at you normally, but
right,
Dave, the producer. Oh,
totally that. Like, it's things that if I was in a restaurant with like my family or like my friends, I would never get up and be like, fuck you. But now I'm like, I don't give a shit. I hate you.
You feel, I granted I do stand up, I do this and stuff, but like if I have to like shoot something in front of people, I really don't enjoy it. When you're in a restaurant, especially in the Hamptons where it's, you know, they have so much money. It's like, why are these people filming them? Like,
yeah.
I feel weird.
I don't like, that's actually, I'm very similar. I don't like filming things in front of people. Like, even when I film like Amazon stuff, I get nervous, not from like the thousands of people that watch whatever it is. I get nervous about the people in like the studio. It's the weirdest thing. Like, I've been streaming it from my bedroom, and I needed like a timer so that I knew, because we were live. So I needed to know when to like start and stop. And my mom was like, oh, I can like just sit in there and like time it on my phone and let you know. And I was like, no, I'll get so nervous. She's like, 300,000 people are watching it. Why would I make you nervous? And I'm like, you just would. I just can't.
Yeah, it's like when family comes to a stand-up show and it's the only people you think about. And and you know what though? It always ends with them being supportive.
Yeah.
Every time we think they won't be. And it's just a constant, like, I'm going to let them down. But the only people that are going to be there for you if you really eat a dick, probably your family. So it's just like, I don't know. It's a weird,
like a mind fuck.
Yeah. So what, this was really fun. I really like talking to you. Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh my God. Anytime. I mean, what the fuck else did we have to do?
I mean, we could literally do this every night from 9 to 10 before Giggly Squad. We could do Giggly Pouty Bits.
Have you been watching Giggly Squad?
I watch I step in just to get attention real quick.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start Jiggly Squad and fucking get after your ass, dude.
You should. And Carl?
Yeah, he's not jiggly enough, though. Don't call him fat. He'll, you know, hit a bottle over your head. But what, we could obviously find you on your Instagram.
Yeah, Paige_DeSorbo, and like same with my TikTok.
Right, so you're like full on.
Yeah, I'm pumping TikTok now.
You might as well.
I might as well. I have no shame.
You know, everyone's like, why are you going to MySpace? Like, what are you, like, it's been, why are you doing Vine? It's like, and those people, what happens is they don't get on it the first like year.
Mm-hmm.
And they can never build a fan. And then they're like, well, I should have fucking done that before.
Right, exactly. So follow me on TikTok.
Maybe we should start a new app where it's just like, you just go up there and you just go, and then it's like, what, dude? I don't know. What's even simpler than TikTok, you know?
What?
We got to think of something that's even more simple than TikTok.
And I think TikTok's hard. I can't learn those dances.
Yeah. It is weird how, like, you can get millions of people to do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
That's how war starts. Okay. Anyways, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me.
You're awesome. And when this is all over and the third wave dies, we'll
go to dinner again. Wasn't that fun? That was you were my last dinner. Oh. Sorry.
Whatever. Did you mad? I'm just angry. Like, whatever, dude. All right. Yeah, I know. We were our last dinner and there was no drama there.
No.
That was like what it would really be like in real life. Because the whole cast was there.
Yeah.
And we were just didn't fight at all. No, everyone was chilling.
We didn't really talk though.
Yeah.
That's probably why we didn't fight. No, I've been to real dinners like without filming and we've gotten in fights.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Those are probably even better.
Yeah, they actually were, because then it's like you really
can. Yeah, it's really that's fucking real.
You know what I think of you, bitch? Dude. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Have fun TikTok, indeed.
I will.
Talk it out, puddles. Dude. Puddles. Everybody now puddles. 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 Everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down. If you're getting too close, you know you're getting wet. If you're getting too close, you know you're getting wet. You're standing in deep, you're getting real wet. You ain't that deep because you're kind of shallow. Shallow in the brain and shallow in your heart. You'll never get that deep inside the water, girl. You'll never get that deep. Puddles. Puddles. Everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down. You know when you're standing in the puddle, you don't know where to go because you're so deep. You don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know how wet I am because I'm so wet. That's who I am. I'm so wet. Wet. I'm so wet. I'm so wet. I'm so wet. Now come on in. Puddles. Puddles. Everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.
Yep.
This episode of Puddles was recorded at Remember to Be Happy Studios. Production by Becky Rodriguez and Tanner Williams. That's Human Places, The Ease of Three, and Lil Kinky 69.